For 2 years, the visual marketing firm Lemonly created an infographic of the most popular South Dakota brands on Facebook. This year, they added South Dakota brands, people, and places with the most Twitter followers. John T. Meyer is the co-founder and CEO of Lemonly, as well as co-founder of the digital marketing company Nine Clouds. He's also one of the regular computer guys on Tech Radio. John, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl. Good to be back.
Yeah, well, what did it take to put this infographic together? Did you just have a bunch of interns scouring the web?
Actually, that's funny that you said that. We actually did, and we don't usually do that, but every summer we do, this is our fourth summer at Nine Clouds, we do a Nine Clouds U internship, and this is one that the interns always do. It's kind of the end of their summer project, and so it's been fun because we have kind of the evolution now of 3 years, seeing Facebook, and then this year we decided to step it up a notch and add Twitter as well.
Why just Twitter and Facebook? What about some of the other social media sites out there?
Right now, just Facebook and Twitter, you know, these ones have more kind of quantifiable metrics with likes and followers. So we kind of focus on these ones, and they tend to also be the most popular, especially here in South Dakota.
Does the infographic you've created of the most popular social media brands and people in South Dakota through Twitter and Facebook, is there a practical application to this, or is this just a fun thing to measure?
It's definitely more of a fun thing. I think it's fun to do compared to, you know, we do infographics for our clients, often on different coasts of the country or even around the world. And so this one's fun because it's so localized. And I think that's why it really actually gets a lot of chatter too. People don't get too heated, but people, you know, like to see where they rank and how they're doing. And so, yeah, this one, I think, it gets some attention, and people like to see, you know, who's out there, who's kind of got the following.
Well, let's look at some of the results. Who's got the following? Looking at the most popular South Dakota on Twitter, by far, it's a young woman from the MTV show Teen Mom.
Yeah, I had to educate myself on this girl, Chelsea. But, yeah, she is on the MTV show, and you know, so she obviously, her reach and following extends well beyond South Dakota, being on national television. And so she is over a million, which is much further than anyone. I think the next closest in South Dakota was, well, a native South Dakotan, Mike Miller, of the Miami Heat. So.
And looking at politicians, looks like Senator Thune has the
yeah,
most Twitter followers.
We kind of broke it out a little bit like you would imagine almost a high school classroom, what we called, or a high school environment. We had the popular kids, the debate team, the jocks. So on the debate team here, we have Senator Thune with 19,000, Kristi Noem with 11, and then Senator Johnson with 7,000. So it's interesting to see, you know, politicians, it's almost a requirement nowadays that you have, whether you are actually running it or, you know, maybe your team behind you, but you have that outlet for people to communicate to you via Twitter.
How important is that, do you think, for a politician to have a lot of Twitter followers?
You know, I think, and this goes across the board, the numbers are, you know, it maybe measures some influence, but it could be, it's not as important as the way you use Twitter. I would say that for some of the brands, as we get down on Facebook, don't worry if you're not on the top 10 list. I would much rather have, you know, 100 followers or 100 likes, but have customers and clients that are actually interacting and using it. There are a lot of different ways you can get more Twitter followers, but whether those are people that actually care is a whole other thing, or even listen. So I would hope to see that our politicians in D.C. are using it to interact with their constituents.
So that's the key, the interaction, because you know, a lot of people, you can sign up as a Twitter follower, and then that's it. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're paying much attention or reading or commenting.
Yeah, you know, a lot of social media, Twitter especially, is sometimes kind of a fire hose of content. It's just a continuous stream. And so a lot of it you have to ignore. But hopefully, you know, our politicians or our leaders or even some of these influencers actually respond to the people that follow them and create a conversation. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than, you know, we have Tom Brokaw here on the list. If he wrote you back and shared a South Dakota story, you'd be pretty excited.
You also looked at the schools in South Dakota, and it looks like this measures both Facebook likes and Twitter followers. SDSU comes up, looks like far and away number one.
Yeah, they were far and away. We kind of did, this is a little bit of an example of like a data visualization, which is some work that we do at Lemonly, where we're kind of taking data and information and trying to communicate it more easily through visuals. And so we measured both. We compared a couple things, an x-axis of their Twitter followers and a y-axis of their Facebook likes, and then also kind of plotted the graph based on their enrollment size. So you'd expect SDSU to have more, being the biggest school, but as you mentioned, yeah, they were far and away in both categories, Twitter and Facebook. And it is kind of interesting to see how some schools do better on Twitter and some do better on Facebook.
In looking at the Facebook likes for the pros in the Lemon Lee infographic here, the Sturgis Buffalo Chip Campground ahead, they're number one, Kello number two.
Yeah, so it's been interesting. This section always builds a little bit of discussion, maybe a little controversy. You know, there are a few pages we choose not to include. You know, we kind of really try to go with what we consider brands, a business or a place that operates. You know, because if you think of events, the Sturgis Rally itself has far and away more likes, and even kind of generic places like Mount Rushmore or the Black Hills also would be on our list. But we chose more of the actual brands, businesses operating, making money. So, yeah, Sturgis number one, and then Kello number two. So, yeah, there's some interesting, and then you can see the influence, I guess, of our Chelsea lady on MTV, because the third one, this Rita's Personalities, I couldn't quite read it there, I believe is her mother's store. I was told down in Vermilion. So they have 21,000 likes.
Wow, so everything kind of fits together in some ways.
If you have seen the MTV effect, I guess you could say.
Now, in looking at the brands on Facebook, and this is something Lemon Lee has done for the past couple of years, are you seeing growth? Is there much change?
Yeah, there's a little bit of change. We're seeing some repeat performers, I guess, top 10 people, some of the same ones. But it's also encouraging. You have, you know, we mentioned we had a couple call-outs on the sidebar here, a rookie of the year. We call it Josiah's, the new coffee shop here in Sioux Falls that just opened in the last year, so they've jumped up pretty well to 3,900. South Dakota Magazine has been on the list before, just fell off, so they were an honorable mention. And then we even called out Avera, not in the top 10, but has done a great job in growing their list. They've doubled their size, over 50% growth. So, but yeah, you are starting to see, you know, Kello, KSY, Sanford, Hot 104.7, those are definitely some mainstays on the list.
In putting together this infographic on South Dakota brands, people on social media, anything that was a surprise to you?
Surprises this year? You know, I think when you talk about Twitter, you know, we have our politicians and our professional athletes, and then, of course, we talked about the MTV lady. But really, I would say the commoner or the average person, a couple of people we have here, Sean Cable on KSFY and Hugh Weber, there isn't a whole ton of Twitter users, I guess, in South Dakota with massive followings. Even Nate Walters, just making the NBA for the Milwaukee Bucks, has about 9,000. So I think it just shows a little bit. It's funny. It kind of reflects South Dakota. You know, these are people that you can talk to on the street and go up and meet. We don't have maybe as many celebrities, but you know, like I said earlier, hopefully these are people that will actually tweet you back.
And talking about the South Dakota brands infographic that Lemon Lee puts out, but then you have a new infographic every week?
Yeah, we do. If you sign up on our website, lemon.ly, Lemon Lee, we do an infographic of the week that we send to people's emails. So, you know, we get to, we're pretty fortunate. We get to work with some fun clients like Major League Baseball and Marriott Hotels, Red Mango, frozen yogurt. So we put out some of our favorite ones each week. Obviously, this one was a fun one that we just did ourselves, kind of with our backyard here about South Dakota social media.
And this is something that you'll do again next year, about this time?
Yeah, if you you can look for it in late August again. And actually, if you go to the website, I can post it as well. We have links to the past year, so you can kind of see how it's grown. And if you're a brand or a Twitter user, maybe you can start your campaign to make the list next year.